Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Early and he is out, Pretty applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels misplays the ball. That's an error on Michaels. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from early and he is safe. Wright steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with pretty covering, for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Michaels moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Travis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 0 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker strikes out. There goes Grove. The throw from Early to Hitchcock, and Grove is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Early for the out. Two outs. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarborough hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Early settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early fires to first and picks off Hayes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Binks pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Binks for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.